Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show. It's the Mighty Eagle. Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, Star Wars Trivia, May the 4th be with you one day later, is going down at Rollertown Beer Works in Salina. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to drink either a Lobo Hombre or the Chronic. And I'm going to kick all of y'all's asses in Star Wars Trivia.
Okay.
Want some of this.
So you're going to be in Salina tonight.
Yep,
on a o'clock. Wednesday night at Rollertown. What time will you be there?
Well, I'll probably get there between 6:30 and 7, but I will be there in time for Star Wars Trivia.
If I was there, I would bust your ass in Star Wars Trivia.
You don't want none of this smoke? What?
I mean, the reason that I know that you suck at Star Wars Trivia is because when we were talking about what football positions would the characters in Star Wars play,
I dominated that.
No, you didn't. Where did you have Chewbacca?
I see Chewbacca as either a tight end or defensive end.
Oh, you can't decide.
Well, he's not going to play
both
sides.
You can't decide?
No, it's up to the coach.
What position is he?
It's up to the coach.
You're the coach. You're the coach. You're the coach.
I'm going to put him at tight end.
Tight end, probably. Okay, cool. That's probably not bad. What about Han Solo?
Here's where you had it wrong. You had it wrong.
Han Solo?
It's Han Solo.
Where would you want Han?
And here's where you had it wrong. You had it wrong because you didn't realize that Boba Fett was a safety. That was your biggest mistake, and you'll never get over that.
Boba Fett is a tailback.
He's a bounty hunter.
He's a tailback.
He is a safety. If you look up Wikipedia, it says, what is a bounty hunter? Well, it's kind of a safety of a human that goes around.
Oh, so his job title is what he is, or what he is what he is?
He's a hard-thumping Ed Reed type.
Yeah. It's like you read the book and didn't see it with your own eyes, and you're like, oh, he's only can do one thing.
Bro, Ed Reed played Boba Fett in a
quarterback?
Baltimore.
Who's your quarterback?
Probably Han Solo. Dude, he's Fran Tarkenton. What are you talking about? They both wear vests.
He's a journeyman Moose Johnson type.
What? First of all, it's Johnston with a T in it.
Remember that time, that ticket event? They didn't put the T in his name?
And so Moose mad. Johnson, benga.
Yeah. Anyways, Star Wars trivia tonight at Rollertown. And then this is pretty cool. Johnny Cooper is there this Friday night.
Mm, awesome.
Johnny Cooper is one of my favorite performers we've ever had at Rollertown. We've had a lot of good ones.
He's a machine, dude.
He can loop things, and he'll just make these songs as he's going. And, dude, he's awesome Friday night. And then Saturday, the 9th annual Cajun Fest. We are the title sponsor of that. Downtown Salina from noon to 9 p.m. Live music by Tracy Bird, Cafe Anderson, Wayne Toops, and Southern Brave. Is it Toops? Southern Brave, crawfish beer and activities for kids. We brewed a beer specifically for Cajun Fest. It's called Cajun Fest Blonde.
Yes.
That's going to be fantastic. You can only get it at Cajun Fest in Salina. I want to say this about Cafe Anderson. I love that dude. I think he's one of the most charismatic people I've ever met in any capacity, and I'm just a huge fan. Anybody who meets him, you're a fan of his. That guy is going to the moon. He's going to be a massive star. Already is, really.
Yeah, he's super likable. And this Cajun Fest Blonde, you're not going to be able to get it except going to Cajun Fest. We brewed it especially as the title sponsors of that joint. So make sure and hit it up, Cajun Fest on Saturday in downtown Salina. And we would love to see you at Rollertown tonight for Star Wars trivia.
And you can go back and forth. You can go to the tap room, over to the Salina Square for Cajun Fest, back to the tap room.
Word up.
And by the way, where did you have Luke on the football field?
So I would probably have him as like, I mean, the game has changed a lot, sort of like an H-back situation.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He's too small to be a receiver.
He's a cornerback. He's a shutdown corner.
He's not a shutdown. I'd be okay with him being a cornerback,
though. What do you think he is? Like,
no.
Jordan Lewis?
I'd be a kicker.
Oh. Atta girl.
Not bad.
Atta girl.
Not bad. Where do you have R2-D2?
He is my offensive coordinator.
To me, he is the center.
That's good. I don't mind with that. I personally, you know, I'd like you to, you can put R2 at center, and then you try to deal with me having Jabba at nose tackle because he will throw that little robot out of the way.
He's a nose tackle for sure.
Kind of a run-stopping team.
Yeah. Really, those hogs that work for Jabba are really fullbacks and linebackers.
Yeah, those are the Moose Johnston types.
Yeah, for sure.
And, dude, I would probably just populate my my defensive backfield with sand people.
Dude, I'm not. That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad strategy. The guy who looked like a hammerhead shark.
Yeah,
that guy?
Hammerhead.
That hammerhead.
You're not going to do good at
hammerhead.
Star Wars trivia if you call the guy that
That's
like,
my too tall Jones. That's my edge rusher,
Why
super tall.
Why would it be Darth Vader, bro?
He's the other side.
Okay. Okay, I'm okay with that.
And Jar Jar has to have a position.
Hey, man, you don't belong in this conversation.
You don't know Star Wars.
God. What an ass.
Have you seen the Star War?
I like Empire Strike Back.
That was pretty boring.
Which one?
Both of all three of them.
Anyways, Rollertown Beer Works in Salina. Right now it's time for this.
Except for the one.
On this day in history, throughout time, magical things have happened. Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye. It's time to play the Today Game.
It's a game. It's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jack wagons.
Rollertown Beer Works presents the Today Game for today, May 5th, 2021. Let's start with a bing, Cinco de Mayo.
The karaoke go-to song.
It's pretty genius. Until you forget it. Like, oh, wait. Tequila.
Whoa, where do I start? Where do I say it?
You do this at karaoke? What, do you just dance around and wait for one word? Pee Wee Herman.
The couch is talking. The toilet seat's talking with its lid.
Everybody, grab your bread. It's National Hoagie Day.
The H is for I'm hungry. The O is for oh, you look so shiny and luscious. The A is for hey man, don't mess with my hoagie. And the G is for you're good to me. All the time. The I is for I wanna cover you with all kind of condiments. And the E is for easy, baby. I'll make you one later for lunch tomorrow, whatever you want. Put that hoagie in my mouth.
Yep. Adele is 33.
Why was everyone breaking up with her all the time? She has such,
such great songs. What happened to her?
Why don't people sing with accents?
Good question.
They do.
Because
Keith Urban is Australian.
Yeah.
He's in country.
You listen to her singing right there. She sounds like she's from Kentucky. And then you hear her talk and she's like, I don't know. I wrote it about being on the phone because I wanted to say I'm sorry.
I mean,
from Knoxville, Kentucky. Tennessee,
Kentucky,
man.
Kentucky.
But whenever you hear Flight of Conchords sing, it's obvious they're from New Zealand, mate.
They kind of talk singing.
They're talk singing.
Are they singing?
Zeppelin doesn't sing in England or English.
Yeah, mom said it from
British,
England.
Whatever.
Why is that?
I just realized how dark that song is.
Yeah.
So she's taking her life?
No.
Oh, you're saying she's saying from the afterlife?
She's saying hello from the afterlife. Hey, remember when you dumped me? I took my own life.
No,
wear this as
she's
a song.
Calling from over the ocean. She misses her bae, if you will.
I think she's saying hello from the other side of the hoagie. Like, I don't need him anymore. I'm looking good. You want some of this?
It is wild.
Hello.
She tightened up hardcore.
Yeah, she did.
After that guy.
Guys, on this day in 2014, our former intern, Brendan Smith, said this.
Fires. This one's hit high and deep to right field. Chasing back is Hayes at the wall, looking up, and that ball is gone. Out of here in an eyelash. A shot to right field.
An eyelash.
Out of here in an eyelash.
That's a new one.
Was it
doing pause? He pauses because you don't know what to say.
Looking up, and that ball is gone. Out of here in an eyelash.
An eyelash?
Did you cut him off from cussing, too? What did he say there at the end?
It was real shocking. I didn't want to get in trouble with Dr. Cook.
Where was he calling that?
I don't know.
DBA, DBU stadium building.
That field over there by that costume store.
That is, that DBU baseball field is maybe the nicest baseball field in the Metroplex.
What a hidden gem that is.
Good gosh.
Shots also, fired at Globe Life. Lord have mercy.
Also a pretty funny character is Hidden Jim. Yeah. A guy named Jim that works at the office who's always kind of hiding behind something.
That's great.
MTV's Kurt Loder is 76.
Hi, I'm Kurt Loder. We're live at the MTV studios overlooking Times Square here in New York City. But right now, let's go down into the teeming streets where two very special guest reporters are standing by. How's it going down there, guys? A mob scene, huh?
Hey, Loder. Loder. we're at this porno place. We already saw these three chicks. They had big boobs. And then we saw a midget.
Yeah, not me. And you know, he kind of had big boobs too, actually.
New York.
It's a hell of a town. Jeez, what are you guys doing? You're supposed to be covering the big parade, remember? What are you doing in a porno joint?
Settle down, Loder.
What's happening down there, guys? Is it,
The fuck, Loder? We can't see anything.
Hey, don't just stand there, guys. Interview somebody, will you?
You know, Loder, the butts were a lot better back at that porno place, and it was warmer, too.
Yeah, really. Hey, Loder, here's a news report for you. I'm freezing my nutsack off.
I love Kurt Loder. He was a great...
Settle down, Loder.
Brian Williams is 62.
I set up hip-hop, the hippie to the hip-hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang-bang. Set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the hooky, the beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to groove you.
Brian Williams said he was the first guy on the moon, right?
So I was just sitting here thinking about this. You know, he's still on MSNBC.
It's pretty wild.
They roll out a guy. So this is like we always get, hey, you know, the lying media, I don't trust. They're rolling out a guy every night that just made up war stories. He just made them up. He was caught in the lie, and they still roll him out every night. What do they think everybody's going to think?
What was he doing? What was he making up? I'm trying to remember.
He was, like, shooting people out of helicopters at a war he wasn't at. I mean, I can't remember, but he made up a bunch of stuff about Desert Storm or something. It was Desert Storm,
something
right?
like that. But the problem was that he had just been given the nightly news job, a very high-profile job. And when you say that, it comes back to you. And now Lester Holt is just really cashing in on Brian Williams' lies.
Yeah. And it's hard for those guys because Geraldo really did go do a bunch of crazy stuff. So they're all trying to keep up because Geraldo ran in on drug raids and crap.
I used to listen to, like, when the Russ Martin show was overnight, they used to make fun of Geraldo all the time. Just watching Geraldo on TV do dumb stuff. It was very funny.
Not comfortable with those Dorian commercials. We need him to stop those.
I like them.
I like them, dude.
Guys, this reminds me I have a bet to pay off. The Love Boat premiered on this day in 1977.
Oh, man. So Ben has to sing The Love Boat?
What if you...
And love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. The Love Boat.
Da-na-na.
Soon we'll be making another run. This is going to be tough. What if we did this?
You had to print out the lyrics.
The Love Boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new
This is when disco had completely fallen apart. This is why disco sort of became a joke to people.
Yeah. Kevin?
I get it, man.
I've always wanted to go on a cruise.
Still?
But I'm scared of sharks and pirates and icebergs and...
Infectious diseases.
Dude, they're cheap right now. If you want to go, you should go. Like, this, there will never be more affordable
than now. I'm also claustrophobic.
There's a reason they're really cheap right now.
You know, before COVID, though, there was still about once a year a poop cruise.
That's true.
Or some crazy stomach thing
like
went around.
Like the Chipotle around.
Of
the sea. Oh. What a great marketing campaign. My daughter would go on that cruise.
Garland
she loves
cruises.
Chipotle.
The Chipotle of the sea.
Guys, this is America by Childish Gambino. It was released on this day in 2018.
Yeah. that's America.
Damn, man.
Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up.
Look how I'm geeking up.
No hyperbole, dude. That's one of my 10 favorite pop culture moments of the last 40 years.
That video?
The way they did it.
Yeah.
For him to go yuck it up on Saturday Night Live for 90 minutes and do a bunch of skits and just go be the smiling guy for America, and then at midnight to drop that was incredible. And I can remember some amazing conversations that happened on Monday on the radio that our program director was terrified of. That was an incredible moment for pop culture. That was insanely cool. And people were talking about that for a week straight. That was awesome.
Plus the dancing in the video, the way he was dancing and stuff. It's
extraordinary.
Really, really well done. God, just the juxtaposition between those two songs, you know, that same song, but to go from one sound to the other there is crazy.
The graphic nature of the video, too. You know?
It was intense. As a guy is smiling while dancing and murdering people and starving kids are wearing gas masks and cars are on fire. And it's like, hey, everybody, it's America. Let's all sit down and watch the carnage. Hope you enjoy it.
You got to watch Atlanta. How have you not watched Atlanta?
Man, I saw the one where he had sex with the table.
That was Dave, and that's coming back.
Well, they're in all fairness, there was a Pacers game on.
That was the one where they got beat by 50.
Guys, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was released on this day in 2017.
Taser fan!
Your name is... It's Taserface?
That's right.
Do you shoot tasers out of your face?
It's metaphorical!
Those movies are good.
I watched that one maybe 2 months ago. Loved it.
Yeah, that one's not as good as the first one. But still fine.
Okay.
It's still fine.
Wait, maybe I'm thinking of the first one.
Well, the first one's way better than the second one. They brought in Kurt...
Because I thought they said that in the first one.
Kurt Russell. They should have brought in Kurt Loder.
Yeah.
So Taserface reminds me of my favorite moment in the history of the Ben and Skin Show on the Mighty Eagle. And that was when you said your superpower would be heat vision.
You know?
It was really cool. And if you think about how she would use heat vision, it's like if you wanted to cook something, but you didn't really want to go to the trouble of putting it on a cookie sheet or putting it in the oven, you could just stare at it for 8 to 10 minutes and it would just be cooked.
It wasn't so funny in February, was it?
No.
People were like, that would be a really good superpower.
It's a great superpower. I was like, oh my God, we can't eat this turkey dinner because we forgot to thaw the turkey. And Christina's like,
I got it, guys. Don't worry.
And she looks at the turkey and then everybody eats.
Welcome. She wins.
Again.
Yeah. Gladiator was released on this day in the year of our Lord 2000.
Spinning the sword on his finger.
Are you not entertained?
He goes, oh, mountain, admit it, thy mountain, I am the Baryshnikov from the west.
Are you not entertained?
Yep.
Was there, at the beginning, can you hear him taking shackles off of her little paws? What was that sound?
Coming up next, the top sitcoms of all time, a Skinwade game show production. Oh, this is going to get good. Stay tuned. That's coming up next right here on the Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.